Hi, I'm Joanne Garbin, co-author of The Insider's Guide to Innovation at Microsoft.
And I'm Dean Carrignan, the other co-author. Over 50 years, Microsoft has evolved from a scrappy startup to one of the most valuable companies in the world. It has become a leader in cloud computing, gaming, artificial intelligence, and many other areas. Our journey is packed with successes and setbacks, each carrying valuable lessons.
But here's the thing. This book isn't about Microsoft, not really. It's about innovation, how to make it intentional, repeatable, and scalable for anyone in any industry. Microsoft turning 50 and our insider access provided a unique lens for exploring these principles.
If you've ever thought innovation was reserved for a select few people, or that it's something that happens purely by chance, well, think again. Innovation isn't magic, it's skill. And with the right mindset and tools, you can master it. Here are five insights to get you started.
Insight number one, innovation starts with discovery, not luck. Innovation doesn't emerge from thin air, even when it seems to. When we look closer, it becomes apparent that innovation begins with deliberate exploration, stepping back, asking new questions, and finding new perspectives. However, most companies are set up to move forward consistently, predictably. So, how often do we really make time for discovery and creativity?
At Microsoft, divergent thinking isn't left to chance. It's baked into the company's structure and operations. At Microsoft Research, our advanced R&D division, pushing the boundaries of what's possible is the very mission. And across the broader company, events like the annual hackathon give every employee the opportunity to step away from their day job, collaborate across organizations, and learn by doing. Even in the product-centric teams like the developer division, leadership dedicates full-time support to pursue promising hypotheses. They recognize that discovery doesn't fit between meetings and it can't be prioritized part-time.
The takeaway? Divergent thinking requires time, space, and focus. Whether it's an innovation retreat like a Think Week or a dedicated team, make room for intentional discovery. Go wide before you converge on answers. The best innovators aren't necessarily the fastest. They're the ones who spend more time exploring.
Insight number two, boundary crossers keep innovation flowing. Innovation isn't a straight line. It's iterative, adaptive, and full of handoffs. It's loopy. To navigate this complexity, you need boundary crossers, people who connect dots, bridge teams, and ensure nothing slips between the cracks.
At Microsoft, boundary crossers were pivotal in all the cases. In cognitive services, they connected people from seven business lines to overcome long-standing AI challenges. In Xbox, innovation flourished because design, engineering, and business teams worked hand in hand.
Boundary crossers thrive in the in-between spaces, connecting the big picture with the finer details. Whether you're hiring or assigning roles, seek out those people who excel at working across disciplines. Innovation happens at the intersections, and boundary crossers ensure the process flows.
Insight number three, innovation is more than technology. Here's what may be a surprising truth coming from Microsoft. Innovation isn't always about shiny new tech. In fact, it's not even mostly about shiny new tech. The real breakthroughs come from rethinking systems, processes, and relationships.
Take Microsoft Office. Transitioning to a subscription model wasn't just a technological pivot. It fundamentally changed how the team measured success, which meant redefining metrics around user engagement and satisfaction rather than just scope, schedule, and budget. In the process, they also reorganized in order to elevate design to be an equal partner with engineering, bringing the teams together from the very start of every project.
Other examples include Xbox Game Pass, which redefined the gaming business model to be a streaming service. And Visual Studio Code's Develop in the Open ethos took community engagement to a new level, one that has made the product the most popular developer tool in the market for years. The lesson? Innovation is needed in every aspect of business to achieve results like Microsoft's. It's not just about what you deliver, but how you deliver it. To innovate effectively, reimagine the systems and structures that bring your ideas to life.
Insight number 4, innovation success starts with feelings. Innovation, by definition, requires change, and people don't really like change. Long before they rationally decide to adopt your new thing, they must want to adopt it. People change not because it makes sense, but because it feels right or necessary. And so tapping into how people feel plays a pivotal role in the success of any innovation.
Consider Bing's turnaround. The team had been losing to Google for years despite multiple strategy shifts. Finally, Satya introduced a mission shift that reignited the team's passion, rallying them to succeed against the odds and become the tip of the spear of Microsoft's AI revolution.
Conversely, the failed Xbox One launch cost the team hard-earned trust with the core gaming community. That took years to rebuild. Longtime fans felt betrayed by the emphasis on TV and music. They complained that Xbox no longer cared about gaming.
Passion, betrayal, trust, caring. Time and again, we found that innovation success not only starts with emotion, but runs on it.
The book introduces a framework for connecting and leading with emotion in order to guide behavior change. Based on decades of behavioral science research, the framework maps how people move from being unaware to finally becoming advocates. The key is meeting people where they are, building trust, and bringing them along step by step. Technology evolves quickly, but people take their time. When they're ready to move, you want them to head in your direction.
Insight number 5, responsible innovation is an opportunity if you make it so. At Microsoft, teams throughout the company transform corporate responsibility challenges into opportunities by shifting the related requirements from outputs to inputs in the innovation process. We call this approach shift left.
For example, Microsoft embeds considerations like privacy, security, and accessibility from the very beginning of product development. The same principle applies to responsible AI and sustainability. This allows us to design out the risks and design in additional benefits.
This insight is profound. Solving issues by design not only saves time and costs, but also strengthens customer relationships. Move fast, yes, but don't break things that matter. You'll build stronger innovations and deeper trust by embedding responsibility into your processes.
So there they are, 5 insights that offer a glimpse into the practices explored in the Insider's Guide to Innovation at Microsoft. To recap, 1, innovation starts with intentional discovery. Make sure to diverge before you converge. 2, boundary crossers are essential. Hire and empower people who bridge gaps. 3, innovation isn't just tech. It's about rethinking how you deliver value. 4, emotions drive adoption. Build trust and guide people step by step. And 5, shift responsibility left. Transform compliance into opportunity and lay strong foundations for long-term success.
What else can you learn from 50 years of innovation? Grab a copy of the Insider's Guide to Innovation at Microsoft and find out. We hope it lives on your desk, full of underlines and notes in the margins, a trusted companion in your innovation journey.
And since all proceeds support STEAM educational charities, your purchase can make a difference for you and for the next generation of innovators.
Thank you for listening, and happy reading.